Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. Wishing you all a great day and a great week. What in most places is a beautiful sunny morning. And it's nice to have you with us. Big stories out, of course, all the time. One of them is today, the official day. You can watch it on television. Is the institution of the and the relocation from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem of the new Jewish embassy that, you know, people in the administration wanted to spend $1.5 billion for. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. So Trump, I guess we're ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Let me interrupt by saying that we are, we'll continue this story in the next segment. Joining us is K.G. Radford. From across the pond, and he's the author of Dulk, D-U-L-K. It's published by Author House UK. You can get it by going to Author House, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Welcome, KG. It's nice to have you.
Thank you very tell much. Us first. It's nice to be with you.
It's great to have you. We've only got, less than 10 minutes, so tell us about the book, what the theme is, and why you wrote it.
Yeah. Well, why I wrote the book, right, because it was a little short story, a family story, that I was taking one of my grandchildren to the dentist, of all places, going to the dentist. And you know what it's like with young children, when they go to the dentist, they get a little bit anxious, right? So when I was driving him to the actual place, he was biting his nails and clicking his fingers, and I thought, I must do something here to try and chill him out. So I thought, I'll tell him a story. And I said to him, do you want me to tell you a story? He said, oh, yes, please, Grandad. Right, on the way to the dentist. So I thought up a name, Dulk. So that's where the name Dulk came from. And during that time, I made this story about Dulk. And the thing that amazed me about all of this was, after that event, going to the dentist, nothing was said about Dulk by any of my grandchildren, because he'd spoken with my other grandchildren about this story, right? And it was about 3 months later when he actually said to me, is that Dulk story going to continue, Grandad? And I paused and I thought, gosh, he's remembered that story from 3 months ago, so it must be fairly okay for children to understand. And I said, yes, I'm going to have to see if I can think about writing a book called Dulk. It's an unusual name, it's a nice little story, and we'll take it from there. So that's how it all started.
And what's the significance of this story? What's the general nature of this story?
Nature of the story is there's an old guy, a retired person, who lives on his own, and he loves his garden, and he wants to do magical things in his garden, basically, with surprises. He had an area that was covered with flowers and borders, and another area that was for vegetables. And he's always wanted to feel that even though he's old, he still can contribute to the world in some way or form, like lots of people do. So he thought, well, yeah, if I could do that, the overall result is that eventually, in the later series of the book, right, he starts to do things which help problems that are happening in the world, and the particular one, right, is with that of famine. Right, so he's got his garden, he's got his vegetables, and he's got this plan in his head that if he can communicate with the plants and the animals, he will be able to help with famine. How about that?
Well, I mean, that's something, man. But it's dream-related, isn't a lot of this predicated on the dreams that he has?
Yes, yeah, related to his dreams. Well, he dreamt it initially, but then when he went out to his garden, he thought, oh, I wonder if my dream will come true. So he went to his plants, and when he was walking out, he'd got the oomph on and wasn't too pleased, he didn't smile. And in the end, he found out how he could communicate with the flowers and the plants. And this is quite an unusual thing, because in the end, they were talking between themselves. They had a way of communicating between themselves, right? And he asked them, you know, why they never spoke to him before, since he'd been looking after them for years and years and years. And in the end, they told him that because he never smiles. He sometimes has a plain face, and sometimes he said, we like people to smile because it's a friendly gesture, right? Now, I picked that idea up from when I used to travel in the Far East myself, when I used to go, because I used to live in Hong Kong, right, and I used to travel to countries like Thailand. That culture was always smiling and always made you feel friendly, and I wanted to bring that into this story in a way. So he said, is that the only reason then we don't communicate? It's because I don't smile. And they said, yes. So he started to smile, and the plants started to communicate with him. Now, yeah. Sideline to this, he'd actually produced some special plant food. And he'd only just experimented with it recently with some of his vegetables in his garden. So when he came round, he wanted to rush down to his garden to see if he could talk with the vegetables, as well as the flowers. So when he went down to see them, he realised that the peas in particular had grown enormous in size. There's something like 10 centimetres diameter right in their pods. They said, oh, that's going to be handy. So he could actually talk with the garden peas, which really made his day. Then the book finishes there, and he says at the end of the story, I wonder what my other dreams will bring next time, and see what happens then. But the overall aim is that if his dreams come true, he'll be able to use, right, the plants and the animals in his garden to transport. Oh, I should have said that, because that's in book three. So he can help to transform and transport, right, in a children's way, plants and animals to countries that have got famine in the world.
So I want to ask you, KG, what is the message of this book? What do you want readers to take away?
What I want the readers to take away is that they should get familiar with vegetables, right, because there's more to vegetables than meets the eye, that they can be positive and are able to smile at people, right, to help to form relationships. I'm not talking about negative relationships here at all like that. And I want them to realise that there's a lot more to grandparents, or can be a lot more to grandparents than they think.
Well, there were so many life lessons out there for kids. Isn't this the stuff that sequels are made of? Do you expect to write other adult books?
Yes. Well, when I approached Arthur House, right, I wanted to start off with a short, gentle book. Because I've been a school teacher for many years, I know that children like short stories. When they're young,
they don't have the attention span.
Instant, silly short stories. And okay, this is a bit silly, right? But I know that children will really enjoy it and take to it. The illustrations in the book are absolutely amazing. And they've been done by the illustration team at Author House. Right, because they are absolutely quality.
Oh, they do great work. There's no doubt about it. What's been the reaction of this book? What age group is this book for? And what's been the reaction?
Right. Well, the age for this book is, I'll tell you something, Stu, that it's good enough for adults to read as well. They would get something out of it. So when I've shown it all my friends, all my grandchildren, and all my friends' children, they've sat down and they've absolutely loved it. I would say for about six upwards. But if the story is read to younger children, they will be mesmerised by looking at all those lovely pictures that are there. Right? They'll be transported into another world. So seven upwards. My eldest grandson is 16. He's actually doing his GCSEs today. Because it's examination time in the UK for older kids. So, I shouldn't say kids, they're the younger adults. They're doing their exams now starting today. So,
all right, I do have to go. Time is up. But I want to thank you. It sounds like a great book for kids. Be aware of the series coming up. You've now introduced Dulk. And that's the name of the book. It's published by Author House. I'm sorry?
People buy it and read it and enjoy it.
Well, thank you. I echo that. KG Radford, thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bolling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu and speak to you soon.
You're the greatest. You're the loving end. You're the greatest, number one, my friend. You're the highest hill, the wildest thrill, and so divine. And what makes it...
All right, we're back with some breaking news alert right now that Israel artillery killed at least 37 Palestinians during the mass protests along the Gaza border. That was early this morning in a violent outburst of bloodshed that cast a cloud over Israel's festive inauguration for the new embassy in the contested Jerusalem. You see, this is how the opposition wants to handle it. Destroy, destroy, destroy. It was the deadliest single day of protests since the Palestinians began staging these border demonstrations at the end of March in an attempt to break an Israeli-Egyptian blockade. By mid-afternoon, at least 37 Palestinians, including a 14-year-old boy, which is always sad, were killed. Well, over 500 were wounded by Israeli fire. This is reported by Palestinian officials. Well, Israel isn't going to stand still, and I certainly hold them for being courageous for all of these to stop these things at the bud, whether it's attacking Iran or not, and the embassy, which opens... believe it or not, even after that introductory story I just gave you, there are hopes that it will help correct the Mideast crisis. Well, number one, Jared Kushner, and I'm sorry, he's a 37-year-old, I don't know anything about the guy personally, but I can tell you that he's a 37-year-old spoiled multimillionaire. Without the experience, and he's 37 years old, never been in politics, and I really don't understand Trump's incentive other than getting sucked up by family. Of course, he's there with his wife Ivanka, who converted to Orthodox Judaism, and they're there to celebrate this great moment. All other presidents have talked about doing it. Trump actually has gone out and done it. They said, hey, well, let's wait a year and a half. We'll put up a $1.5 billion embassy. Trump says, let's do it right now and put up an embassy in Jerusalem. And it opens today. I turned on the TV this morning, and there they are, pictures live. It's about 7 hours later in Israel, but they're expecting in just a couple of hours or even less the announcement, the speech, the inaugural speech there. And I, for one, am absolutely delighted. Now, the rationale in terms of what I just said in opening this segment for creating a peace in the Mideast, I don't buy it. I mean, obviously, this is all tied into what we can do with Iran. And Iran's got the money and they've got the power. And you got the, when you got the rifles, you got the guns, you got the artillery, and you have the power, it's tough to break through. And as long as that money funnels into mostly Hezbollah, but into Hamas as well, the PLO, they will fight to their last living breath. And Barack Obama is certainly should be held responsible for a lot of this. It's just it's so amazing. But Trump is fighting it. He recognizes it. He's called out Obama for what he is. And I don't think he broke a cardinal sin at all in the way he handled it. He has not made the attacks personal. Like Obama has made the attacks personal, and word is out here that Obama's traveling everywhere doing nothing but bashing Bush. So, here you go. You know, I think the story I told here last week is worth telling again when the United States was in that decision-making room. When Barack Obama was, Osama bin Laden was being stalked. And the strategy was trying to be worked out. He was, and this is from so many sources, it's ridiculous. There's only one difference I've heard in the story, that Barack Obama was in the basement with his bodyguard playing cards, or Barack Obama was in the basement with his bodyguard eating sandwiches. If this is true, that's how concerned he was. If this is true, this is one of the most amazing stories ever to break in politics. And you won't hear one whimper about it in the press. You just won't. These are from people who came back there and witnessed, you know, leaks. You know, there's such a thing as leaks in Washington. Some of them are good leaks. Some of them are bad leaks. So whatever uproar there may be occurring at the opening, and already has been. And this, again, this has been promised that there would be an embassy representing the capital of Jerusalem for years, but no president has yet done it. And it's an extraordinary development. It's just extraordinary. And what it's doing is winning over friends like Lebanon, Egypt, Saudi Arabia. When I say friends, you know, I kind of put it in hyphenated marks, you know, because the enemy of the enemy is thy friend, or the friend of the friend is my enemy. And these relationships, however they're structured and however they develop, if they develop, that's all I care about. I mean, how much can you go to the depths of saying, gee, I hope he likes him and he likes him and she likes. I really don't care. I've come down to just an issue-oriented guy, except when it comes to our own internal affairs in this government and in this country, and that is showing in compassion and love and generosity to our people. I can't be the, and how I say I mean collectively here, the United States, all of us, we can't be the guardians of the whole world. Where are you, Germany, France, England? Where are you on all of these issues? Well, you know, when someone else does the work, you know, when I was growing up, and I hate to admit it, but if I had to do over again, I wouldn't. And my father, every time I went to do something, my father said, I'll do it, I'll do it. He wanted to make things easier for me. And like a fool, I let him do everything. And here I am at the age of 27. Right. Here I am at the age of 27. And there's very little I can do, but, you know, I made up for it. You know, somebody who's poor and wants to be wealthy and they can't make it on their own, they marry, like John Kerry. Other people like me, you know, I married someone who's only beautiful, bright, wonderful, but also she isn't a thing she can't do or fix. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, life is a trade-off. You look for certain things, and people aren't understanding. In this country, who support and love this country, what Donald Trump is looking to accomplish here. And I'll go into it a little more when we come back from a break, and then I want to get over to another very important story. And I hate to say it's Barack Obama and that that whole group of thugs. We'll be back.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Peter and Paul are still performing, by the way. Mary has since passed. But, oh, man, are they great? Were they great or what? Already all right. Everything that's being done, of course, isn't being done solely by Trump. I mean, in a general sense, it is, but obviously not. He's got a number of, I don't know what to call them, contingents, colleagues, friends. I have trouble finding the right word, but people who work under him who are helping to do all of this. You know, a lot of them good, a lot of them bad, unfortunately. But there are forces at work. And he's had to have them because he came into this. And tremendous lack of foreign policy experience and preconceptions. But he's got this instinctive knack for knowing how to seize the moment and move forward. And he takes mostly his gut advice. Now, I mean, I have found that I'm not in no way. If you've listened to my shows, then you'll know what I'm saying here. I'm saying that for years, you know, when you're young, you go to doctors, you see lawyers, you see experts in fields, and you kind of look up and say, wow, this person's going to take care of me, whoever it is. Members of the church, you know, I mean, it's strictly up to you what you think. But as you get older, you begin to develop enough wisdom to realize that so many people in so many different areas and I'm not putting a blanket on all of them because it's actually a small amount. It's not a large amount. But we're just such BSs about things. Don't know how to solve problems. And I'm listening to people who are experts in their field. And I'm saying to myself, geez, I know more than they do. And they can't out-debate me or any of this. And I used to look at, and I still look at foreign policy and in my own mind have solutions. You know, what I consider reasonable solutions. And it turned out to be much better than what, you know, what other people have to say. And there's a lot going on behind the scenes that undermines this process. And a lot of it is created by absolute stupid discriminative people. We know that Barack Obama and John Kerry hate the state of Israel. I don't have to come through with all of that. You know, John Kerry has Jewish blood in him, and he cringes if that ever comes out, it embarrasses him tremendously. Like Madeleine Albright, they don't recognize by saying, "Oh yeah, I'm 10% Jewish." Or it's more in Madeleine Albright's case, but nevertheless. It's a denial, you see, because it doesn't represent the elite. Israel's 70 years old now. Hamas is throwing a tantrum. So is Hezbollah, the PLO. Trump has pulled out of the Iran deal. Now, you're saying, so what? Well, so where is Hamas and Hezbollah? Where are they going to get their money? So it's riot and terror and riot and terror. And I look at them and I see, and I look at them with disgust and I say, look at all these countries who have taken themselves from nowhere and built themselves into successful producing countries, mostly capitalistic, of course. But I mean, I look at the South Koreans. I look at Japan. I look at Germany. They've done so much to overcome the evil things that have done and the stupid things. Then you go to certain societies, and don't ask me to pick one because I'm not going to say that, where they're lesser effective. Some of them to a larger degree, some to a lesser degree, and never moving forward. And in case you think this is a slam or a discriminative remark, how can I be discriminating when I look at people like Hamas and Hezbollah who really don't give a damn about their people? It's just like the Democrats in this country. They don't give a damn about their people. And not in this country, because we've built something in this country, but overseas in countries, Afghanistan, not Pakistan, but I don't know. I don't need too many of them to say, look what they've done. Nothing. They've had the opportunity to build business, to build educational facilities, to build family units in terms of real estate development that produce output and work. They don't do it. They take their money and put it into it. Now, Iran isn't a poor country, although they're having problems. But it's a country that could use that $150 billion that jerk Barack Obama gave them to invest in their own infrastructure. No, but they dole that out for weapons. You see, it's fight, fight, fight. Raise your rifles over your head. Fire shots into the air. Some of those bullets come down and hit people, by the way. And burn American flags. And it's years and years and years and years of doing this. And where are they today? I don't know if you're like I am, but even all these years of seeing it, I sit there and I turn on the news and I see the ruins in all of these what was once wonderful cities. They cannot help it. I mean, the best example today is Syria. Look what they've done to Syria, which was a solid, bona fide country years ago. Look, they've turned it into hell. I mean, it looks to me like pure hell. You think Japan has done that? You think the United States has done that? Germany? Well, France is maybe on the way to hell, and so may Germany because of their open border policy. But if Hillary Clinton were president in this country, you'd be talking about an open border policy that will let everyone in. Yeah, it might wipe out the Republican Party, but it would wipe them out too. I think I'm giving you a fact by saying if you voted for Hillary and you got Trump as president, you have no idea how lucky you are. No idea in the world. I've got close friends. Some of them, I mean, really, really smart. I mean, really, really smart. And our relationship is great because in the heat of all of this, when it started, and I was in the heat during the year, I admit it. I just don't discuss any of that. My relationships are great. I can't cut off everyone. It's amazing what he's doing. And now we've got, for the Mideast plan for peace, well, Saudi Arabia under their prince has become a virtual ally of the Jewish states, Gulf states like Bahrain. I talked earlier about Egypt, Saudi Arabia. Do you know why? It's fear that has brought them together and the realization that Israel, they continue to hate him, may be a real ally. You look at Sadat, and you look at Egypt and the relationship they had for years, and Mubarak. But, oh boy, Barack Obama wanted Mubarak out, and Barack Obama wanted Muammar Gaddafi out. And a lot of people will say, look how stupid he was. The word stupid doesn't describe what he did. He did what he thought was in the best interest of his ideology. I mean, I don't think he's all that bright on top of it, but, you know, he's not one of these people who you can stand up and just laugh at. I mean, you know. Former Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir once said, and I think this is such a common sense statement, peace will come to the Middle East when the Arabs who love their children more than they hate us. When the Arabs will love their children more than they hate us. I don't know, is that beginning to happen? What human mind can conceive of telling their kids to go into a jihad or to go on a suicide mission? What kind of a crazy, twisted mind, or a father of a young Iranian daughter, or with a young Iranian daughter or so, has a relationship with a male, cut her head off? It's you want to live in an insane society? You can live in an insane society. Just let things keep going. We're going to keep going right after a break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
All right, the Moscow election. We're now finding out that the investigation of this whole Trump collaboration, including the Moscow election, it's all going to be investigated. And if people don't like collusion or obstruction of justice, tell me what Barack Obama did when he went to Israel at lowlife. And I think brought over 300 people to try to affect the elections against Bibi Netanyahu. You see, Netanyahu's pretty damn smart, too. He's the perfect correlate for Donald Trump in this country. I love Bibi. We keep hearing about investigations into his background and alleged fraud. Nothing ever happens. Maybe I'm just changing my tone because of all the graft and miserable corruption out there that it seems like almost everybody's involved with. And I'm saying, okay, give me the people who believe in what I believe in, and I'll take their corruption if there's any. And I mean, you know, you can look at Trump. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff he shouldn't do. Problem is, he talks too much. So, Russian investigators, I don't know, they're somehow getting involved in this, but it's more investigated as on the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Like, it's going to do any good with Russian investigators. It's going to do any good with what we have over there for the 13 people that we're going to indict. Oh, yeah, big threat. When it comes to law, it's got to be done internally, unless it's something so large that the whole world cares about. The whole world, each and every entity, each and every country, almost all of them, they only care about themselves. I'm not criticizing it. They care about themselves. I care about America. I care about Israel. It's not that I don't have any compassion for the rest of the world. I hate seeing those scenes from Syria with those kids, victims of, I hate it. And the innocent people, because so many of the people, I mean, honestly, The Iranian, you can say what you want, believe what you want, but I will tell you, the Iranian people are basically good people, the majority of them. They are. They're decent people. They're very smart. They're very aggressive. They want to make something of their lives and provide for their family. And you see doctors and lawyers and everyone over there. They don't have the opportunity. And if they don't toe the party line, they'll get a bullet in their head. What do you do under those conditions? You choose to die and not be able to make any progress in society, or do you choose to fight it any way you can? I'd like to think I'd fight it any way I can, because taking a bullet in my head wouldn't do any good. It would just maybe cost some radio listeners, right? So, among the findings of collusion with Trump, there still isn't any. And if you still turn on the channels, I mean, I look even at respected people, generals, retired general, Admiral Mullen, who's on a lot. Where is his head coming from? I mean, there are a lot of them out there. And then there are the Mattises, who to me are, they remind me of the Patton, General Patton. They're terrific. So there's leaked information. There's information that is being transmitted through unreliable sources that maybe was intended to be legitimate. And it is. You take that dossier. I mean, when are they going to stop talking about this dossier already? It's pretty frightening what's going on. And we're fighting a battle we shouldn't allow to continue. So you look at what Trump's doing, and I say it every day, and I'll continue to say it every day, because somebody obviously has to be reminded. What this man is doing is positively remarkable. Reagan, as much as he was insulted, never had these issues to contend with. Nobody has. No president, maybe with the exception of Richard Nixon, and I'm talking about modern times. I can't go back. I'm not one of these people who go back and analyze things that happened 100 years ago. I mean, how do I know? I'll leave that for people like the bizarre John Meacham, Pulitzer Prize winner. You know, another one of those Pulitzer Prize winners on Joe Scarborough's show. I used to love Joe Scarborough. I wish I could get to him right now to have a telephone conversation, but, you know, Joe's too big for me. He's become big. And if we could get rid of just a percentage of, and I don't know how you change the media, because they're not going to change. Well, when you've got MSNBC and you got CNN, who are so endorsed, you know, they get endorsed by leaders like Lack name just popped out in and out of my head. It's so obvious. But when that happens, you can't go out as an individual, unbiased, quote, reporter. I mean, that's a joke in and of itself. Do you believe some of these reporters at press conferences ask these questions? I used to ask questions at sports. I did sports for years, and I would be at the Patriot games, mostly at the Patriot games, and I sit around and listen to all the dumb questions. I listened to it in the post-Patriot game playoffs. The questions are unbelievably stupid, kindergarten level. I'm not calling kindergarten as stupid. And here they are in politics. They ask questions they know can't be answered. They're stupid. They're done strictly as an annoyance. Like Jim Acosta. I mean, what's that guy doing in the media? This is a fight we have. It's a long, hard fight. We'll pick it up again tomorrow and start that fight. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks so much for listening.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,